Of course, the key structure is complicated. So, it's beyond your comprehension, maybe.
那么这句型结构难度比较大，可能你觉得不能够理解。
Oddly shaped forms that are suspended from the ceiling and move in response to a gust of wind.
先注意前部分。
That
所引导的部分以 wind 用来限定。
Oddly shaped forms.
那么名词 form 是本句的主语。
Are quite familiar to everybody.
Quite familiar to 谓语动词。So,
oddly shaped forms are quite familiar to everybody.
我们已经抓住了句子的主干，这样理解起来难度就要小得多了。奇形怪状的东西对于每个人来讲都是那么的熟悉。
那 that 所引导的定语从句当中，请同学们注意把握 in response to or in reaction to
reaction R-E-A-C-T-I-O-N 作为对什么的反应。那么悬挂在天花板上造型奇特随风飘荡的一些雕塑品 OK
Be familiar to somebody
对于某人来讲很是熟悉。
For example The house is familiar to him
这房子他很熟悉。
I don't really remember where I have seen him before but he looks very familiar to meI don't really remember where I've seen him before, but he looks very familiar to me.
同时我们要把握住 familiar 和介词 with 搭配。
Familiar with,
熟悉,熟知。
Are you familiar with the play of Shakespeare?
你熟悉莎士比亚的剧作吗?
I'm familiar with that book too.
我也熟知那本书。所以请同学们注意这两个短语
Be familiar to somebody
Be familiar with something
These objects, however, were different Lined up against the wall There were long thin wires attached to metal spheres
Line up 过去分词做状语那么它和 long thin wires 之间的关系是被动的关系。沿着墙壁被排列在那儿，被排列在那儿，所以我们采用的表达方式必须是被动语态形式。
Lined up against the wall. Long thin wires attached to metal spheres. Attached to metal spheres.
过去分词做定语修饰 long thin wires.和金属球体连接在一起的长长的电线。好，我们可以运用定语从句去示意。
There were long thin wires that were attached to metal spheres. The spheres had been magnetized.
那么这些金属球已经经过磁化了。
And attracted or repelled each other all the time.
互相之间不停的在吸引或者是排斥。
In the center of the hall,
center, 展厅的中央,
there were a number of tall structures which contained colored lights.
那么装有许多彩色的灯泡, like colored lights.
These lights flickered continuously.
这些灯泡呢,一刻不停地闪烁着。
Continuously, 不停止的。Like traffic lights which have gone mad.Like traffic lights,
就像这个交通灯一样。
Which have gone mad, go mad,
发疯发狂 means run mad.
这
里作者用夸张的手法描述一个彩色灯泡的一种情景。
Now we must learn how to use go mad. He must have gone mad to do such a thing. He must have gone mad to do such a thing.
做这种事情他肯定是疯了。所以这些灯泡一刻不停地闪烁着，就像失控的、发疯的交通灯一样。 Sparks were emitted from small black boxes. 那枚火花从这个黑色的箱子里面放射出来。
Red lamps flashed on and off angrily.
On and off, you know.
Off and on means continually.
On and off, 说白了的含义还是相当于我们刚刚所出现的副词 continuously. Or continually. 那么这些红色的灯泡忽明忽暗。忽明忽暗的闪烁了啊。Now translate the sentence, please. 自从中午的时候天呢一直在连续不断的下着雨。
It has been raining on and off since noon.
It has been raining on and off since noon.
It was rather like,
you know, it was more like, 看起来更像。
An exhibition of prehistoric electronic equipment.
这就像是在展览古老的电子设备，老掉牙的电子设备一样。
These peculiar forms not only seem designed to shock people emotionally.
Please pay more attention to the key structure.
Not only seem designed to do something.
不仅仅似乎被设计出来是从感情上吓唬人的。
But...To give them electric shocks as well.
而且还好像给人电击似的。
注意 not only, but as well.
Seem design, 要注意 seem 本身是一个系动词，要和名词、形容词或分词形式搭配。似乎设计出来干什么。Okay, so,
the picture seemed designed to attract more people.
You needn't recite the text.But you should understand it very well.
Now let's do the exercise in case structures. Supply the missing words in the following sentences. Do not refer to the passage until you finish the exercise.
Number one.
Even people who take no interest in art can't help fail to notice examples of modern sculpture on display in public places.
Number two,
we have got quite used to them.
Get used to.
Odd-shaped forms that are suspended from the ceiling and move in response to a gust of wind are quite familiar to everybody.
Number four,
there were long thin lines attached to metal spheres. Please learn the four sentences by heart.The case structures, particularly the preposition, are very important for you.
Now, let's study spelling in special difficulties. 那么下面的时间我们来看一看难点当中的拼写。以元音加 y 结尾的名词，一定要注意，要加 s 时 y 不需要做任何改变。For example,
They, days, way, with.
那么动词也是如此。Enjoy, enjoys. 那么当然这个动词的第三称单数形式 by, buys. 所以以元音加 y. 而以辅音加 y 结尾词加 s 时必须把 y 变成 i, 再加 es.
Lady, ladies. Berry, berries. Reply, replies.
Do the exercise by yourselves in special difficulties.